Hello there, super motivated English students. Somos Philip e Isabel de amigosingleses.com, la escuela online que ha ayudado a miles de estudiantes en todo el mundo a hablar inglés con confianza y fluidez.
And something that you guys are always asking us is to help you practice your speaking.
Y por eso, en este vídeo vamos a practicar el speaking respondiendo a 30 preguntas sobre ti y sobre nosotros.
Now, antes de ponernos manos a la obra, before we crack on with it, ¿quieres que hagamos magia con tu inglés? Do you want us to do wonders with your English?
If that was a yes, entonces mira los goodies que te he dejado aquí debajo en la descripción del vídeo. Mis top tips para mejorar tu speaking sin salir de casa. Acceso a nuestro entrenamiento gratuito de fluidez English Sprint. Aprende a decir cientos de frases en inglés como un nativo en tan solo una semana. Now, ¿estás listo para quitarte la vergüenza a hablar inglés?
Speak out loud like nobody's watching. Don't worry if you make mistakes, just let the English flow. Let it flow.
Let it flow, let it flow.
Are you ready as well?
I'm always ready.
Let's begin. Where do you live and how would you describe your city?
I used to live in the English countryside, but now I live in a big city. It's a bustling city with lots of things going on.
We live between England and Spain, and both Cambridge and Barcelona are vibrant, multicultural and stunning cities.
And now
it's your turn!
Who do you live with?
I live with two lovely ladies, Isabel and Poppy the Chihuahua.
I live with my husband and co-worker, Philip Sidney Bartlett, who's just sat next to me.
Hi.
What's your favourite thing in your house?
My favourite thing in my house is my robot vacuum cleaner. It saves me time and energy, and it keeps the place clean.
The pantry, as long as there are chocolate biscuits in there. Otherwise, my bath. I do enjoy having a bath every now and then.
Do you like having guests at home? Why or why not?
Yes, of course. Guests are always welcome at our house. But please make sure you take your shoes off before you come inside.
I do, as long as they behave themselves and don't sing in the shower.
What would your dream home be like?
I'd like a home with a garden and a shed where I can do manly things like woodwork and fix things. I'd also love to have a house with a view of the sea or the mountains, and some solar panels on the roof so that I can be completely self-sufficient.
It would be on an island, ooh, in a place surrounded by nature where you can gaze at the stars at night and listen to the crickets. I would have a massive kitchen with lots of plants. There would be lots of art on the walls. There would be a small swimming pool at the front of the house. I would have lots of dogs running around. I would have some chickens maybe, some fresh eggs every morning. And definitely, definitely, I would have a fireplace and a piano. Although I don't play the piano, but someone, Philip does.
Blimey, that's just a short list then.
Well, it's my dream home, so I'm not going to ask for a shed.
How would you describe yourself? Name two strengths and two weaknesses.
I'm good at problem solving and fixing things, but I'm not very good at answering questions about myself or getting up early.
Oh. Two strengths. I believe I'm extremely patient And I also try to be very positive about things. So I'm that kind of person that tells you to enjoy the traffic jam, and people usually want to kill me. And then two weaknesses. I'm extremely indecisive. Whenever I have to make an important decision, I can be going round in circles forever. And well, if eating chocolate like a maniac can be considered a weakness, then that would be another one.
Who do you take after, your mum or your dad?
I think I take after both of my parents. I take after my father because he's got a great sense of humour. And I take after my mother because she's very kind and hardworking.
True. I take after my mum 100%. No doubt, I'm her daughter.
What was the last film you watched?
I watched half of The Lord of the Rings. I nodded off, not because it was boring, but because it was late.
The last film I watched at the cinema was The French Dispatch by Wes Anderson. So yeah, that was quite a while ago. I need to go back.
What book are you currently reading?
Currently, I'm reading a book about mastering the Spanish subjunctive. It's a real page-turner.
I'm usually reading a few books at the same time and also listening to a few audiobooks. Right now, I'm reading The Element by Ken Robinson. That was a recommendation. And I'm listening to Your Best Year Ever by Michael Hyatt. Another great recommendation.
Can you describe what you're wearing right now?
Today I'm wearing a freshly ironed beige linen shirt, some shorts, and some Skechers, which my niece says are not very fashionable anymore.
I agree. They've never been, Philip.
Oh.
So that's a bit of an awkward question, but yeah, I'm wearing, as you can see, I'm wearing a pink and blue checkered dress up to my knees and some comfy sandals because it's summer.
No underwear?
I prefer not to give details about my underwear in public. Thank you.
Blimey.
What did you do on your last holiday?
I went to visit a friend in Mallorca. I stayed at his house and he took me on a tour of the island on the back of his motorbike. We went snorkeling and we ate lots of delicious food.
On my last holiday, I went glamping in the Costa Brava. And yes, I go glamping. I don't go camping anymore because I'm too posh and too old for camping.
Have you ever been to the UK? What was something you really liked and something that shocked you?
Have I ever been to the UK? Of course I've been to the UK. I'm from the UK. I was born here. And something that surprised me recently is how hot it has been. It reached 41 degrees a couple of weeks ago. This is unheard of.
So have I been to the UK? Yes, I'm currently in the UK, in the Cotswolds.
Oh, very posh.
The first time I came here, I was 12. And I didn't really meet many locals. I stayed at a student's residence. And the thing that shocked me the most was that they had chips on the menu every single day.
Name five things that make you extremely happy.
Pubs, tea, travel, sunrises,
and being alive.
Five things that make me happy are swimming in the sea, nature, art, dogs, and coffee with frothy milk. Oh.
Yeah. I'm not on your list. Tell me about something you can't stand.
I can't stand people who walk slowly and block the pavement. Oh, and I can't stand running late and being stuck in traffic.
I can't stand people spitting on the street. It makes me sick.
Tell me about three things you really appreciate in your life.
I appreciate not having a boss, apart from Isabel. I appreciate living in a safe place. And I appreciate having mostly everything I need.
I appreciate having my parents in good health. I appreciate living in a sunny place by the sea. And I appreciate good wine.
What's the scariest thing that has ever happened to you?
The scariest thing that has happened to me is probably the time I fell down a mountain while snowboarding.
The scariest thing that has happened to me was on a plane flying from Mexico City to Cancun, and the plane shook violently out of the blue, and I was just chatting to some people next to me and our faces just went completely pale.
Oh,
but
my God.
I survived.
Name something you can't get enough of.
Well, I'm a British man, so I can never get enough of English breakfast tea.
Anything with chocolate in it.
Do you know any funny jokes in English?
Name two animals that can't be trusted. Two animals that can't be trusted. Lions and cheetahs. Lions and cheetahs. Liar and cheetah. Liars and cheetahs.
So, I'm not very good at telling jokes, but okay. What's my best one? Right. What time was it when the monster ate the Prime Minister? 8 p.m.
That's rubbish. That's your best joke?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite expression in English?
No hay mal que por bien no venga. Every cloud has a silver lining.
Ah. And Bob's your uncle. Así de fácil. And Bob's your uncle.
And Bob's your uncle.
And Bob's your uncle. Bob es tu tío. Así de fácil. And Bob's your uncle.
Do you have a motto?
Live each day as if it were your last.
That's a good one. I really like the Oscar Wilde quote that says, be yourself, everybody else is taken. But the one I really live by is, shit happens.
Oh.
It's inevitable. Bad things are gonna happen in your life, so just accept it and be ready to face them in the most positive way you can.
Can you think of something really naughty you did as a child?
I knocked on my neighbour's doors and ran away quite often.
I threw a stone at a moving car and I smashed a window and blamed it on my little brother.
I bought some stink bombs and I smashed them in the lift in the building where I used to live, and I couldn't help laughing when I went in there with my parents and they were like, it stinks in here. Somebody must have taken the rubbish out.
What are you having for dinner tonight? Some stale bread and a glass of water.
Oh. I'll probably eat a salad. Apart from chocolate, that's my other favourite thing to eat.
When was the last time you ate out? What did you have?
The last time I ate out, I went to a nice traditional pub and had a Sunday roast with my family.
Well, the last time I went out for lunch, I was with Philip, but I didn't have Sunday roast. I had fish and chips.
Name a food you can't stand and one that you love.
I love Spanish tapas, paella and seafood, but I don't like sugary or artificial food and drink.
I'm not a fussy eater, but I can't stand eating animal guts. Ugh.
Animal guts. Ooh.
What's something embarrassing that has happened to you?
I once forgot my PE kit at school and the teacher made me do the PE lesson in my underwear. I didn't forget it again.
Kind of similar. I went into the back of my friend's car and my trousers tore apart. So yeah, my bum was exposed, but luckily I did have a cardigan with me that I could put around my waist.
Thank goodness.
What is the worst present you have ever received?
I once received an ornamental piece of wood.
An anti-wrinkle cream, maybe? I cannot really recall anything horrendous.
What would you do for the rest of your life if you were a multi-millionaire?
I'd learn to be a pilot and fly Isabel around the world.
Ooh. I would travel around the world and help people in need.
If you could choose to meet a celebrity, who would that be?
I'd really love to meet Penelope Cruz and Pedro Almodóvar.
Well, I wouldn't mind having a cup of tea with either Brad Pitt or Brandon Flowers.
Where would you like to go on your next holiday?
I'd love to hire a camper van and explore more of the UK, from Scotland all the way down to Cornwall.
I did say I'm extremely indecisive, but some destinations on my wish list right now are Peru, Iceland, Japan, and California, and Cornwall as well.
If you could live anywhere in the world, where would that be?
Well, you know the old saying, home is where the heart is. I'm happy wherever I am.
Well, I'd love to own a house in Cambridge and another one in maybe Ibiza or Mallorca.
Wow.
But yeah, I'm happy where I am right now. Can't complain. We hope that was fun.
Did you enjoy that? Did you manage to answer all of the questions without too much trouble?
Recuerda que si quieres acelerar tu fluidez y practicar tu speaking desde casa, te invitamos a nuestro entrenamiento gratuito English Sprint. Puedes apuntarte justo aquí debajo. Este es el curso que está cambiando el inglés de miles de estudiantes en todo el planeta en tan solo una semana. You are gonna love it.
It's wonderful. It's gonna do wonders for your English.
Dale a like si te ha gustado esta clase y suscríbete si quieres seguir practicando tu inglés con nosotros y ver muchas más clases de Real Life English.
What are you waiting for? Come on, subscribe and become a super motivated English student. We'll see you very soon. Thanks for coming to class today. Bye for now.
See you soon.